Hello, everyone. Max Forte with another Max Chat podcast episode. Today, we have the pleasure to chat with Mr. Serha Okyay from Unique Luxury Parfums, a brand that hails from Turkey and has enchanted the world with their incredible creations that are very creative, powerful, and very unique in nature. How are you today, Mr. Sahat? You know, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. That's my pleasure, dear Max. I'm very well. Here, I'm in Turkey now, in Izmir. The time is 6 p.m. here. Today was very hot day, very rush day for us. We have some export and import operations, something like that, but it was a very good day for me.
It's great to have you here today, Serhat. And Unique Luxury is a brand that I first discovered back in 2019 at Scent Explore first annual. We are commemorating our fifth annual, and I think we're both commemorating this, you know, celebration of 5 years in business, because I also believe Unique has been in business for 5 years, correct?
Yeah, this year is our 6 years. We entered for 6 years. Yes, we first started, normally we first started 2017, but we first released our first six of our perfumes in 2018, April, around April time. After then, now we have 17 perfumes. In 6 years, we improved our collection. We made new designs, new perfumes for the niche market, niche lovers, and we are proud of it.
Yeah, and I want to thank, I want to give a shout out to Alan Burgess from Beverly Hills Perfumery, because he was the one that introduced me to you and your brand back in 2019. He said, Max, listen, I discovered this incredible brand. I want to introduce you to them, and I'd love for them to be at Scent Explore this year because I think they're going to be incredible. And he was right. And I believe the first fragrance that I fell in love with the brand was Chocolate Makes Me Happy.
First we started with Wudamut, Izmir, Istanbul, Aphrodisiac Touch, Cipre Toscano, this six of them, that collection. After then, when we started Ellen, at that time we had six of them. But maybe I remember you first meet with us with the Chocolate Makes Me Happy.
Yes, that was my first love, of the company. I still have the original bottle because I know the bottle has changed.
Yeah, that's very important. They're very important bottles. Honestly, at that time, we made very limited quantities of these perfumes. And in the world, very limited people has these old bottles and old labels. And like it is like a history for us, because I remember we made approximately 300 Chocolate Makes Me Happy only. That version only.
Correct. So I have a vintage collector edition because obviously the company has changed. And by the way, the bottles nowadays, they look incredible. They look beautiful, state of the art, attention to details. I love the bottles. So let's talk about the creative process. Let's talk about the early beginnings of Unique Luxury. Serhat, why don't you take us through the history of the brand and how you became Unique Luxury? Take us through everything and how it all started.
Okay, this history is a little bit,
You can give me the summarized version.
Okay, normally I'm a computer engineer and I was fixing computers and I was doing software. At the same time, it was my hobby, like working on perfume oils and everything. And when I was started the oils in 2000, 23 years ago. Wow. I first met with the perfumes in 2000. But after that, in 2015, I want to make a brand. I want to make a high quality perfumes for perfume lovers and for me, for us, and we started the project. But honestly, we didn't know very well where should we start. Okay, but step by step, you know, when you start the road, you face up some things, and we learn how to make it. We met some performers, some companies, some suppliers, everything. And step by step, We create our first perfumes with the MG International in Turkey, with the oil company. They have some perfumers, and we work with them. And we first release our six perfumes. After that, we started our next 12, not next six of them, with the another company, with the EPS company in Turkey as well. They are the Turkish company, oil company, and their oils, perfume oils. Their perfumers very high, very talented, and they helped us about the creations. And now we have 17 of them, and you know, our unique luxury very demand in the market now, very high quality. Everybody says in the world, unique luxury is long lasting, slash high quality oils. These are our signs, maybe we can say.
Absolutely. I think that's the DNA of the brand. I think it's high quality ingredients, long lasting, powerful, and great creations. Very, very intriguing, but at the same time, very wearable. So let's talk about the creations over the last 6 years, from where you started in 2018 up until now. What do you noticed, Serhat, were the main changes that the brand, came between 2018 and 2023? What were the main changes besides the bottles, the presentations? Give us, what was the brand 6 years ago and what is the brand today?
Okay, what changed? For especially, we changed our oil quality much more after 2019 with the new partner. Everything changed. New perfumers, especially, I will say we have we are working with Turkish perfumer Gökhan Şimşek, and he's helping us too much. Maybe our last design, Mangonificent, Maşımaro, Zengi, Crush on Me, I remember Akdeniz, a lot of our hits he designed for us, and our DNA a little bit changed that side, more high quality side. On the other hand, honestly, when we start, we were startup and we have some struggles, but now we are very powerful. We know how to do. We know how to work. And in the world now, we are exporting our perfumes over 25 countries in the world.
So
And
the
this makes us more powerful. And we are very lucky. We are with together. We are together with you. We will attend the Scent Expo with you. It's good things for us. And everything's changed day by day.
for sure. So it's safe to say that the brand has, in all essence, increased their quality, has upgraded their bottles, upgraded their compounds, their ingredients, the perfumers. Everything is upward, which is great, and I can attest to that from everything I've tried so far. Now, is there anything in the works right now? Is there anything that you're looking to change or to add on to the brand? Maybe candles? You have any special releases that you're working on for the end of the year? Tell us what's going on right now. Are there any news that we should know about?
Honestly, our main focusing is niche perfume, and we don't want to make any another candles or something like that. We don't want to release anything for now. Maybe for 5 years later, we will think, but for now, we only focus what can we do for the niche, for we don't want to make some similarities with the other companies. We want to make something release for the niche market, because this is very big struggle in the niche market. Because niche means something, it must be a little bit new or different kind of quality. Perfume lovers, especially perfume niche perfume lovers, wants to smell different, want to smell new ingredients, new notes, new things. Our main focus is trying to do new things, or some not new but high quality, different kind of sustainable high quality things. How to say, I don't know, so sorry about that. My English is not clear sometimes, but I want to say we are using very high quality molecules, because I know what are we doing now. For future near future, I mean, we want to make some road changing for niche sectors to talk about unique luxury. You know, for example, last year we released the Marshmallow. For example, everybody says in the world, our partners, our customers, everybody says, what is wow, Marshmallow is very different kind of perfume. Never smell like this, something like that. Very strong, something like that. Or, you know, we just released 4 months ago Mango Nicotine. In the market, a lot of mango perfume has, but our mango is like a juicy, real mango. It is a little bit soury. We try to make a real feeling of the mango. What do you cut? What do you feel? At the same original, the fruit, like the fruit. Another thing I just remember for the Marshmallow, for example, our perfume partner, Mr. Gökhan Şimşek, told me while he is creating the Marshmallow, he said he directly make a fire of the marshmallow, and he got the vapor in a bottle, okay, and he analyzed this smelling in the GCMS, okay, and he trying to figure out the molecules, what type of molecules it has while he burnt the marshmallow, what it's smelling. And after that, he started to creating the marshmallow oil, and he explained to me, and you know, marshmallow is very strong, and it is really strong, a little bit woody, burnt marshmallow. It's like that. And the third one, I will say, for example, now in 2 weeks, we are going to release the new Zengi. It is grapefruit, bergamot, little bit summer, spring perfume for me, or fall side. It is, for example, I will say this perfume, Zengi, our most expensive perfume in the world for us. Our most expensive oil we are using for that one. We use a lot of
Wow.
naturals inside, and honestly, when you and our perfume lovers see, they will feel the differences of the smelling. They will end. How to say? I
They
don't
will
know,
be able
but
to
they will end.
experience the quality. They will be able to experience the
Yes,
quality of the ingredients.
it's different. It's totally
And it's
different. It's totally.
very amazing to think, Serhat, that when you talk about your perfumer, that he wanted to capture the essence of roasted marshmallows. So, and what he did with marshmallow is incredible because he captured the essence of roasted marshmallows so perfectly. That's very nice. And also with Mangonificent, I love what they did with that fragrance because it captures different nuances of the mango, the green part of the mango, the juicy part of the
Yes.
mango. So it's a complete mango experience. So I do enjoy that one. But I also want to talk about some of the other ones. And obviously, I haven't tried the whole collection of Uniqlo Luxury, which I'm very much looking forward to trying at Scent Explore. And all of you listening to this should also be, looking to try because what I've tried so far is absolutely incredible. I want to talk about Kutai because I also think Kutai, is Kutai your number one seller at this point, or has it been the number one seller for the company?
Yes, in the world, Kutai is the number one seller. Honestly, I will say Crush on Me and Kutai is in competition now. Very, very similar quantities in the world. Only Crush on Me is a little bit expensive than the Kutai. That's why it affects its ranking a little bit. But they are very, very similar range in the world. You know, Kutai is whiskey, bourbon. It is a little bit woody, strong, very, very high quality, especially after October, I will say, little bit winter side. It's working very high. We couldn't reach the enough amount for the production side for the Kutai. On the other hand, the Crush on Me is our second best seller, you know, caramel patchouli. It's very strong, and it has very real caramel vibe, and the earthy patchouli combined, you know, these are opposite sides of smellings for me. Patchouli is very different, earthy, little bit darky side for me, greeny darky side, and caramel is little bit yellowish, a little bit sweetie side, and it's combining very, very popular in the world now.
I do enjoy the brand so much because you take even these most common or popular ingredients, but you guys are always trying to give it a nice twist and add something different, just like the marshmallow, given the roasted marshmallow smell, not just the marshmallow by itself, but an extra twist or an extra, you know, ingredient of creativeness. I think, you know, Unique Luxury has that in their DNA to really make things unique, exotic, different than the norm. And that's what I think sets you guys apart, wouldn't you say? So let's say like the three things that sets Unique Luxury apart from all the other, you know, niche brands in the world. How do you think, what is the mission number one of Unique Luxury to the world of perfumery? What is your mission, your ethos? And what do you think are the three things that sets the brand apart from all the other niche brands, Serhat?
I will be say our first mission is like its name, unique. We are focusing to being unique. Second, our mission, we prefer what our perfume lovers pay and what they get. Okay, the price range for them and the quality has to match for us. We are trying to make really high quality things. Okay, we are focusing this very too much. We are focusing for deep too much. And the third thing, you know, niche must be unique, must be boutique, I will say. If, for example, we don't want to make a mass production. Okay, mass production is a little bit different kind of business model. Production model, perfume sector, it's different kind of model. But in niche, it must be boutique side. It must be limited. It must be, you know, labor. You have to make extra labor for the perfume, for production, for creation, until creation to finish the finished product. Okay. Our main three focuses these three things. I
agree. I think exclusivity, limited quantity, is definitely important. And I think your brand definitely covers those areas very, very well. I want to give another shout out to Ellen Burgess with Beverly Hills Perfumery, because I know you did a limited. Was this a limited edition or is this still available? The Beverly Hills exclusive fragrance. Is this something that's still available today?
It is not limited. But it is only selling in Beverly Hills Perfumery with Ellen. Yeah, we so made it exclusive for the for their the shop when we work together. Yeah, Beverly Hills exclusive. You know, it's very demand in United States, especially. It's working very well, and we made this together with Ellen.
The great thing about a brand that is privately owned and operated and not as big as the huge conglomerates, Serhat, is exactly what you guys do. You have the freedom to do unique things. Number one, like you said, really be in touch with the consumer and also really enforce the quality of the product. So would it be possible to see other great collaborations with Unique Luxury in the future, perhaps with other content creators or, I don't know, celebrities? Is this something that you look to do possibly in the future, even on a limited scale? But is this something that you would consider doing?
Honestly, yes, we can consider like that, because, you know, it's a little bit chance. It's a little bit it's randomly happen. Honestly, randomly will happen one day. Sometimes, you know, how to do it, I will explain you. You know, sometimes we are making project with partners with oil companies, okay? And sometimes we are making four or five different kind of oils in our hand, but we don't use it at the same time because it needs extra investment. It needs good timing. You know, a lot of things it needs. And sometimes we make, for now, for example, we have some secret designs waiting in our database, okay, for future. For example, we are ready for 2026, 27. Wow. Yes, we are ready because we
so
are
you have
not
a lot
the company.
Of, a lot of DNAs and creations already prepared for the future.
Yes, for future, it's in our database. It's waiting because, you know, I have a partner, Selim, and we are working for the background. For example, while we are creating the Zengi, at the same time we are thinking what we can do for 2024 second quarter, for example. And we are going to make our bottles design, coloring outside. Our boxes has sleeves outside. All boxes has own design, different kind of design. We are almost ready for 2026 now, for
Wow,
example.
that's
But
amazing.
of course, God knows what will happen in the future. But we are making our future plan, and especially in the niche, in the perfume. Okay, bottle, cap, box, everything is important. But main important thing is the oil, essence. What type notes? What type ingredients you are using? That's why the evaluation process for the creating the oils, it takes sometimes 6 months, 8 months, sometimes 1 year. Because of that, we work with our perfumers, perfume partners, how to do. After then, its evaluation start, and at the end, we like the perfume, and we keep in our mind, and we put in our database, in archive. After then, we are trying to start its design, its color, its art, its history, everything. And now we are ready. And in that case, what do you ask? I want to explain. For example, I have a very different kind of sweetie perfume or marine perfume or for summer perfume, for example. If I met someone, we will make a collaboration with them, and we can make something exclusive with the brand, companies, perfume shops, celebrities. Honestly, I don't know. God knows for now, but for future, we can do that. Why not?
Amazing. It's good to know that you opened to those opportunities. Like you said, it's all about destiny, how things happen. Only God knows, but you never know. Maybe you cross paths with somebody, you have the affinity, you can work together on something. Why not? So that's nice that you're open to that. That's great. Now,
Yes, we are always open. Our DNA, it's like that. We are living a little bit randomly, honestly. How can I say? We start to we want to go to road A, but now we are road D, road H. I'm not sure. Sometimes on the road, we have to exit and enter another road.
Of course. It's whatever life throws at us, and we have to adjust and adapt. I want to talk about the new Zengi because the bottle, for those of you who haven't seen the bottle, go to Unikey Luxury on Instagram. Go check it out. Zengi is soon to be released, and the bottle looks absolutely stunning. It's a beautiful gold with black bottle. It looks absolutely incredible. Tell us about Zengi, the creation, and the bottle is the first of its kind, correct? This golden black bottle is the first of its kind, right?
Yes, we made it Zengi with the gold metallization painting outside, and we create a new cap for only Zengi, the black cap with the little bit yellowish Swarovski on it. But how we start for the Zengi? We first worked with our perfumers Gökhan Şimşek, and he made this creation for us. After then, maybe I remember 7 8 months, we make some changings on it. We put some ingredients, we removed some ingredients inside, and then when we see the end product, okay, and smelling, we figure out after then its color. Because when I first smell the Zengi, I feel it's rich for me. Okay, it's a little bit rich, like Beverly. It feel like that for me. Okay, and then
So
after
when you
that,
say, one second, sorry, just to make sure to the audience, when you say rich, it means because it's rich, maybe it's too powerful, rich because the way it smells,
no. I mean
it
when I
conveys, hang on one second, it conveys elegance, luxury, like rich in that essence, the essence of the smell.
yes, when I first spray one for myself, when I first test the Zengi, I feel it's like You are in Wall Street, for example, the man where
Upscale, upscale.
upscale, yeah. After then, me and my team, we think about it. What can we do about it? How to release Zengi? What type bottle it will has? And then we think it must be gold first, and it must be a little bit black. Black and gold will suit for
Beautiful
Zengi.
combination.
Yes, and the name. I will explain our listeners. It's very important thing for me, I think. First, finding name for the perfume is very hard. Okay, and for Zengi, first I think a little bit zen, a little bit spiritual thing. Okay, zen spirit.
State of mind, state of Zen.
Yes, it's zen. After that, in Turkish, we say rich in zengin. Zengin, Turkish, in Turkish, rich, okay? And its name is Zengi. And one of my friend, she is from Russia. She said in the Russian language, dengi, how to spell, I don't know, but dengi is money.
Wow.
Okay? And I make a combination of zengi. There is no meaning. There is no meaning in any word. Any language, sorry about that. Any language, but it feels good, and I make an apostrophe on it, Zengi, like our brand Unique E, for example. I am making some word touch-ups, okay? Word touch-ups. Honestly, it doesn't have direct meaning, but it has a lot of meaning, maybe in spiritual side. And I gave its name Zengi. Make color. Metallization gold outside is blackish, and it looks luxury. Now, I hope its fate will be good. In 2 weeks, we are gonna release it. We are now it's under production. We are making production now. Maybe we will release. We will launch the Zengi in 2 weeks to the world.
So
And it will.
what's the tentative release date for Zengi, Serhat, right now? What's the tentative release date? August
Maybe
what?
August 2nd week. Maybe August. I will check from here. Honestly, I didn't make the exact date, but in
Sure.
2 weeks, maybe 14th of August. Maybe it will be in the shelves.
So I understand exactly what the fragrance means, and I love that you create these acronyms, you create these names that don't have quote unquote meaning if you translate it, but when you combine all the thought behind the fragrance, it actually means a great state of mind, a great of accomplishment, a state of luxury, high-end, refined. So I do understand what the fragrance is trying to convey, and I can't wait to smell it. When you look at the notes, guys, we're talking grapefruit, bergamot, ginger, pink pepper, olibanum, honey, which I love,
Yes.
vanilla, cedarwood, vetiver, amber, patchouli, and the bottle looks absolutely stunning.
Yes,
So,
you're right. You're right.
very curious, very, very curious to smelling this fragrance, sir. Would you say, because I know you went through the whole process with this creation, would you say that this new Zengi, this new creation, has the potential of becoming one of the best sellers for the brand? What do you feel about that fragrance?
It will be. It will be. I'm not sure it can beat Crush on Me, Kutai. I'm not sure for now, but this has different kind of this. Honestly, Zengi's DNA is a little bit different than our uniquely luxury DNA. Little bit. It's changed. Maybe 10%. Little bit different kind of way. Because before we talk. In our collections, we are always making some strong gourmand side, but in that for Zengi, we don't want to make little bit gourmandish, okay? Not gourmandish. We want make little bit. We want to make a popular thing, okay? Little bit popular. Not for example, some of our perfumes is for not everyone, okay? Who
Sure.
knows niche very well? Whose nose is a little bit different? For example. You know Marshmallow. Marshmallow Everybody says, "Oh my gosh, that's too much strong for me." Everybody says like that, too much strong. But in the niche, everybody, a lot of people say, "Oh my gosh, what's that? How you did that? How it's strongest?" But Zengi is little bit for everyone. For example, 95% people when we tested, when they first spray, they say, "Oh, what's that? It's amazing." Everybody likes it. Okay, all you know, Magnificent. When everybody sprays the Magnificent, they love. But Mashimaro, 75% people likes, maybe 25% people. Oh, too much strong, different kind of vibes for them. You know, for not for everyone. But Zengi is for everyone. Everybody loves it.
Understood. So the brand has a lot of fragrances that are a little bit daring, very strong, and only much for the connoisseur. And Zengi is going to be more universally appealing because it's going to be very likable in character.
Its main note is grapefruit, and grapefruit notes. It's very popular. You know, everybody loves the grapefruit. It's citrusy.
Very happy, very bright, very uplifting. Sure.
Yes, and first, before I told the very important thing, we use very special molecules of grapefruits. Wow. Not smelling like regular grapefruit. It is really, really different kind of high quality. When you see, you will feel it. You will feel it, the quality. And
who's the perfumer, Serhat, for this one?
Gökhan Şimşek, Turkish perfumer Gökhan Şimşek.
Gökhan Şimşek, he's the main perfumer, mostly for all your fragrances, right? He's your main.
Yes. We are working with him.
In-house perfumer. Okay.
Yes, he is.
Is he going to come to the event? Is he coming to Scent Explore?
Maybe he will be there. Maybe he will be there. Honestly, I'm not sure, but I will. I will talk with him if possible. He will be there. Normally, we are working to the EPS. Turkish oil company. Normally this year they want to attend the Scent Explore, and the owner Hüseyin Erdoğmuş wants to be there, but at that day Hüseyin Erdoğmuş has another very important appointment in IFRA, IFRA side, IFRA thing. That's why he couldn't come, but maybe Mr. Gökhan will be with us.
Can we expect to see perhaps a Unikey boutique maybe at some point? Maybe someday we'll have a Unikey luxury boutique?
Our own boutique, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe after 2025 we are planning to do it. But for now, we don't want to share our power for new investment and for like this, because we just focused on making high quality perfumes. We don't want to split our powers for now.
Gotcha.
In 2 years, 3 years later, we will make our own boutique shops in the world. Maybe in United States, in Europe, in Gulf countries. Maybe we can make it. But for now, only focus to our main perfumes.
Niche quality perfumes.
Uh-huh.
Instead of, you know, overstretching yourself, that's perfectly appreciated. I know the listeners love that when companies are really focused on their juices, they're focused on the ingredients, they're focused on the creations, and I think Unikey Luxury is definitely 100% focused in creating incredible, exotic, and unique fragrances, just like the name of the brand. So, Serhat, I can't wait to try new Zengi. I can't wait to see you in New York in a few months. We're only 4 months away. It's coming up very fast. Everyone, if you haven't heard of Unikey Luxury, which I'm sure you have, you must try this brand. It's one of my favorite niche brands in the world. They're incredible. I love their creations. They're long-lasting. Kutai is one of my top 20 favorite niche fragrances of all time, and I own more than 3,000 niche bottles, so it shows you how much I love this brand. I'm very, very excited to have them with us. Any parting words? By the way, Serhat, where can people find Unikey Luxury fragrances in the United States? Are you in different brick-and-mortar stores, just in the Beverly Hills boutique? Tell us about how they can find you and, of course, your website.
Yes. In the United States, we are in Beverly Hills Parfumery, and our second partner is Lucky Scent And the third partner, we just started with them, Maxorama. We started with Maxorama, Lucky Sand, and Beverly Hills. Now in three locations, three companies, I mean, Unique Luxury, our customers, our perfume lovers will find our lines, our
Amazing.
collections.
And you said the brand
Thank
is in
you.
different parts of the world too, right? How many countries?
Over 25 now.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
Well,
over
Sohrat,
25.
listen, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you. And you've been a part of Scent Explorer a couple of times last year, 2019, and you're coming back for the third time. We love to have you. And it's going to be a great event, and I can't wait to share your fragrance with the world. So thank you so much for being here at the podcast, and we will see you guys in the next one. Thank you, Sohrat.
That's my pleasure. I'm looking forward to being in Scent Explorer in December, first and second day. I hope we can be together and hi from Turkey to all our listeners.
Thank you, Sohrat. We'll see you
Have a
guys. Stay
wonderful
tuned
day.
for more. Thank you, everyone.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.